I'll desire your prayers this morning. Thankful for the truth in that song. Just a little chorus we got through singing there, but I'm thankful that the battle is the Lord's and it's not mine. It's a wonderful place to be in the Lord's care. And but I desire your prayers this morning to have some thoughts he's been challenging me with, and I wanted to share them with you all. So I want to start out with thinking of our journey of life. So coming to worship service this morning was a journey. And it's a path that we all had to take to get here. Now, the truth is, we all had different paths to get here because we all came from different homes, different locations, some from other states maybe over the weekend. But nevertheless, there were different steps that were taken to get here. And then to take it a little step further, that's just coming to worship service here. But thinking of it in this way, such as in my life personally, I'm 48 years old. And so for my life specifically, it's been a process to get to the point where I'm at today in my life. All right. And by that, I mean this. There's been multiple steps that I've taken in my life to get me to where I'm at today, to get me to have the relationship that I do with the Lord, or to get me to have the relationship I have with my wife or with my children, with the church, with friends and family, with folks on the job or whatever. There were several steps have been taken along the way to get us to the point where we're at today. So that's what I want to do this morning, is to for us to analyze where we all are at personally and our relationship with the Lord ultimately, but also with each other. So going back about the point of us making it to church this morning as an end goal, if you want to put it that way. We all took different paths and took a variety of steps to get here. And the point I want to emphasize is we didn't just push a button like, and all of a sudden, poof, we're here. It was a process. There were decisions you had to make. And sometimes those decisions, you have to start making them the day before or whatever the case is. If you're going anywhere, you have to go just like yesterday. I had to check out. I had some issues with one of the tires in our vehicle. So I had to fix that, had to address that. There were some steps that had to be taken to address that in order that we could continue taking other steps to go other places. All right. So again, life is filled with steps that we take along the way in this path of life. So thinking of the steps that we take, I want to go just a little deeper in this. So the steps that we all took to get to this point in our life right now, where we're at, no matter our age, there were a lot of things that took place in choosing to be where we're at. And I'm not just talking about here at service necessarily. That's good and fine. But I'm talking more importantly with our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with others. But we're going to focus mainly on the Lord this morning, our relationship with Him. So to ask this question, what are the steps that we've taken in our current relationship with the Lord? How do we get there? If we feel distant from Him, why is that? Or if we feel close to Him, why is that? And we want to look into some of that this morning. So, and I want us to understand something. When I'm talking about steps, we're not talking about different levels. I'm talking about a progression, as in a direction, all right, in the path that we're taking, okay? So I want to write the title of my burden this morning on the board. So I've written on the board, Steps of My Path. So the emphasis on this is of my path. This is not your path. It's not the steps that you're taking for me. It's not the steps that I'm taking for you on your path. It's the steps of my path. So it's when we say this, it's for ourselves, each other, okay? So in thinking of this, Thinking of, say, conversations and interactions with someone. You know, there's a lot of things that we do subconsciously that we don't really realize. And sometimes we don't realize it till someone informs us of that afterwards. Or we look at some pictures or some video clips later of us and our interaction with someone. We're like, I really looked that way and I did this. Or they didn't, you know, and like, I didn't realize that. Or again, maybe someone that was observing the situation, they tell us later, like, you know, you did such and such. Or you said this. Or you acted kind of weird or awkward or whatever. Like, really? I didn't realize that. But again, we're human and sometimes we get maybe caught up in the moment, so to speak, and we subconsciously do things, we don't realize it. And then later we analyze it or someone helps inform us of that. And I actually have a couple of stories I want to share this morning that relate to that. So the first one, this has been in recent months. Our family, the four of us, were at a restaurant here in town. And I noticed when we sat down, I could see across the room, and I saw a gentleman and his wife come in, and I recognized him. His name was Keith, and it was a fellow coworker I worked with several years ago, probably roughly 20 years ago. And we've seen each other different times over the years, and you know, we've had a good congenial relationship. And we don't really go in a deep conversation, but just, you know, the typical how do you do's and, you know, ask about the job and kids and stuff like that. But nothing real deep. But again, I've seen him different times in town and no big deal. And I noticed when he sat down, we actually kind of locked eyes temporarily. And again, we're close enough that we can easily recognize each other, all right? So I recognized him, he recognized me, and that was... that was fine. We just, you know, I just kind of, you know, nodded my head and acknowledged him. And so we carry on with the rest of the meal. And then later, as we got up to leave, we had to walk right past him. And now I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes these situations are awkward. Sometimes it's because of me, because I'm awkward and I don't really know what to say or do. But nevertheless, I'm with confidence, I'm walking towards his table to go outdoors, to go out the door, and I'm having to walk right past his table. And so I glance at him, but I notice he's looking down and he just kind of looks and he sees our feet. Like, I can tell he sees we're coming, but he never looks up. And so this is a tedious situation. I'm just kind of being vulnerable this morning, okay? It's kind of a tedious situation where I was like, okay, maybe there's some reason he doesn't want to talk. And I'm like, okay, I don't have a close relationship with him. I already acknowledged him. And you know what? I'm thinking maybe that's good enough. But I'm like, I have my family with him. And we've talked about my family and my boys, you know, different times. I'm like, I'm proud to show him off here. But I'm like, my whole family. But if he doesn't want to acknowledge me, maybe I'm just going to walk on. And so, sure enough, it's like he literally just kind of stayed hunkered down and, like, was trying to avoid the obvious. And I'm like, okay, I just kind of let it be. I'm like, I don't want to make the situation any more awkward. I'm like, all right, that's fine. We'll just go on. And later, Sheila and I talked about it, and we're like, yeah, we both detected that. There was something that happened. But the truth is, I dare say all of us have been caught in similar awkward situations. You just don't really know what to do. It's not that either one of us are bad people. That's not the point. It's just you're kind of caught in the moment and you don't know what to do. Maybe I should have done something. Maybe he should have done something. I don't know. But that's not the point necessarily. But the point was this. I took a step, and not just physically. Yes, I took a physical step towards him, but that was just how we had to go out the door because he's right there by the door. But I also was giving him opportunity. So I was taking a step in his direction in a relationship way to where I'm making it available for him to raise his head and talk with me. And he chose not to do that. So I went on my merry way. So that was the first story. And again, I kind of, you know, chuckled about that before. I'm like, well, to be fair, you know, maybe I've been in a similar situation like that too. And maybe I have bad throat problems or something and I didn't want to talk with somebody. I don't know. So we'll just give him the benefit of the doubt. But I want to move on to another conversation that didn't happen where I was, it was kind of the flip, the roles are reversed. So again, Sheila and I were at a place of business not too long ago. And we're sitting there and waiting, and a gentleman walks out. And I just caught a kind of a glimpse of him. Couldn't really tell exactly. I'm like, I think I recognize this guy. But I wasn't sure, so I just kind of sat there and kind of would take a peek every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That may be. And his name was Josh. I confirmed it later on my own. His dad, I worked with his dad years ago, and I knew both of his sons. And Josh was the older son, and we didn't have as much interaction over the years. He had a business outside of town, never really saw him a whole lot. But his younger brother, I've seen him a lot in town. We've had a lot of interaction, a lot of conversations, easy to talk to. But this older son, hadn't seen him in a while. And again, his name was Josh. And but as I'm there, he's like facing away from us, and he's at the checking out, doing whatever he was doing there. And as he turns around, guess what I did? I looked down. And I don't know how to explain this. It's like, why am I doing this? Part of it, and again, Sheila and I talked about this later because Sheila's noticing what I'm doing. But later we talked about it, and the point was I was unsure. I wasn't 100% sure because it had been a while since I'd seen him. He changed in a variety of ways, and I wasn't 100% sure. But as he walked past me, because Sheila noticed that he kind of glanced at me, and I glanced at him, but we never really made like direct eye contact, just kind of glancing, if you know what I'm talking about. But as he walked out the door, he's walking past me, and he never looked at me, but I kind of did a side glance up, and just to try to catch his eyes, I'm like, yep, that is Josh. But he goes on out the door, and I just let it go. So you could say it this way, that one was on me. And why I'm like, I wasn't 100% sure, and part of it is there's sometimes I'm just kind of a shy person when I'm out in public, and we didn't have a close relationship. If it would have been his younger brother, I probably would have said something more, but I had very little contact with him over the recent years. But the point was, later, again, Sheila and I are talking about it, and she's like, yeah, I noticed, you know, basically, she's like, you had your opportunity. I'm like, I know. I'm like, I don't know. It was just... But I didn't take the steps to make it happen, all right? But the other situation with Keith, I took the steps to make it happen, and he didn't allow it, all right? But in this case, I had the opportunity, but I didn't take the steps to make it happen, to be vulnerable and maybe make myself a fool, maybe you aren't Josh. I'm sorry, I wasn't willing to do that. You see what I'm saying? But in all of that, in both situations, there were opportunities given for the other person to take the steps forward and to make a connection there, all right? So thinking of this, I want to write a few steps on the board. And again, these aren't necessarily processes like levels, but these are just things that we can do in relationships, all right? And the first one I want to write on the board... The first one I want to talk about, just briefly, is to step forward. Now, when a person is going to step forward in a relationship, it's more than just the physical step. However, that is very crucial. In other words, if you want to talk to someone, don't turn your back on them. That's elementary. But if you really want to talk to someone, you step forward, extend your hand out. You make eye contact with them, right? You be the one to initiate it. You step forward, and maybe it's for this cause. Maybe you hear them talking, but you can't really hear them. But you step forward because you want to hear them more clearly, or you want to see them more clearly. So you take the step forward, all right, to make that happen. Or maybe it's just simply you want to be closer to them. Like, I really want to associate with this person, and maybe someone else is coming up. So I step up to this person and say, yeah, I am associated with them. This is my wife or my husband or my child. And so I step forward, and I'm able to demonstrate that by stepping forward, all right? So very simple, but sometimes, again, in relationships, sometimes we freeze or we don't know what to do, all right? But the next one, number two. This one is step aside. So that can happen in a literal sense or, again, figuratively, all right? You can, for instance, with Keith on the first example, physically he did not step aside, but with his eyes and his head he did. And with his mind, it's like he literally just kind of closed me off and like ducked down even further and made sure he was busy doing something so that I wouldn't bother him. And that's fine. But he stepped aside in that regard. And why does a person step aside? Maybe they're awkward, they're unsure, or they're ashamed, or they just, you know, for whatever reason, they just kind of step aside. Another example of this can be, say, like, you see someone at a distance, whether it's on the sidewalk or in a store or whatever it is, or in school. I remember doing that in school. I stepped aside and darted down a hallway because I didn't want to greet a certain teacher that I hadn't finished some homework for. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, I see you, all right, now you don't see me, you know, but I stepped aside. I'm awkward because I hope they don't ask the question about, hey, did you get all your homework done? You ready for class? No, I'm not. So to eliminate that, I step aside because it's awkward for me, or I'm ashamed that I'm not prepared, or whatever the case is. Here's a third one. So this one, step backwards. This one can be really obvious, as obviously I'm sure we've all had conversations with someone, and it's like they maybe step back when we're talking with them, and maybe they're shocked, or maybe they're fearful, or maybe they're actually just kind of distant from you, and they just really don't want to be associated with you. They just kind of step back, like, I don't really know you. And that happens a lot with children, a lot of times, because we as parents sometimes will greet some other peers our age, and we see their children, and we just assume that their children know exactly who we are, and we come up to them, and they're like, the little child's like, I don't know who you are, get back from me, you know? We're like, I just want to, I've heard all about you, and they're like, we don't know who you are. But again, they're fearful, or they're, whatever the case is, or distant, or just uncomfortable. Or here's another one, they're shy. Sometimes people can just be shy. Maybe in one situation or one circumstance, they're not shy. In another situation, they are shy. But again, it doesn't make anyone a bad person. It's just who we are sometimes. That example with Josh that I you know, saw him down there at that business. And it wasn't until he walked outside. I was like 90% sure when he walked past me. And I kind of looked up. I'm like, okay, I think that was Josh. And I whispered up to Sheila. And then I saw him, I look out the window, and he gets in a truck. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know that truck now. I'm like, I remember his younger brother saying he works for that company. And I connected the dots. I'm like, oh, that is him. I was 100% sure. And then later I'm feeling like, man, that was silly. Why didn't I say hi to him, you know? But again, these are three steps that in relationships sometimes we find ourselves in the middle of. We step forward in the relationship, and we try to make it easy, more comfortable for the person. We, you know, we take the step, we initiate it. Sometimes we step aside because we're like, just not really sure. And other times we step back, we're like, no, I'm really sure. I just don't want anything to do with this, okay? So now I want to talk about something that's more serious, and that is our relationship with God. Do you realize that the steps of my path in my relationship with the Lord, it is my responsibility? And we can also take these steps. We can step forward, we can step aside, or we can step backwards in our relationship with the Lord. And it's something that you choose on your own, and I choose on my own, okay? It's a personal relationship, personal responsibility. And here's the point I want to get to and read a scripture here shortly. Sometimes we don't realize what we're doing in our relationship with God. But God knows, okay? In other words, in like the example I shared with you about Josh, that second story, I didn't realize how awkward it really looked. I was just kind of caught up in my own everything. But Sheila could detect that we were both awkward. He was awkward because he wasn't sure, and he kind of, you know, looked, and but he never really acknowledged me, and I just didn't acknowledge. I just kind of looked and just kind of. But it took processing that later, and she talking with me later, she's like, yeah, there was something there that, you know, you were pretty awkward. I'm like, yeah, I know. And now I'm thinking it all through. I'm like, man, that could have been different. I could have made that different, okay? But you know, the Lord is the same way with us. Sometimes in our relationship with Him, He has to reveal things to us that maybe we hadn't really seen before. And it can come in a variety of means. It may be as simple as someone else speaking, maybe not attacking us necessarily, but just informing us of something that we've done that that maybe wasn't, how do I say this? It wasn't necessarily against them, but it's something, and I think of it this way. When we as parents are raising our children, we are to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and to teach them the scriptures, teach them the basics of right and wrong and good and evil, and you reap what you sow and all those things. So as the children get older, there's sometimes we have to take them aside and give them some instructions. Say, now listen here, you know, the thing that you're doing or the things that you're saying is hindering your future relationship with the Lord. It's not taking you down a path that's going to lead you closer to the Lord. It's going to lead you further from the Lord. You're taking some steps backwards, all right? So again, as parents, that's our duty. It's our obligation, our duty, and I would say a privilege to share with our children, to teach them that, no, these are steps you can take forward towards the Lord to better your relationship with the Lord, okay? So I want to read a scripture in Psalms 139. Familiar scripture here. I want to read this scripture, Psalms 139, verses 1 through 4. And this is a Psalm of David here. Psalms 139, verse 1. We'll start there. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord, Thou knowest it all together. So what I'm saying here is the Lord knows when we are taking steps toward Him forward. He knows when we're taking steps to kind of go around Him, so to speak, and avoid Him. And He also knows when we're taking steps backwards, where we're not willing to, we don't want to face Him, or whatever the case is, or we're already distant from Him. It's like, well, you know, what's another, just another step or two back here? It's like, I'm so far away anyway, I'm just going to take, it's like, it doesn't really matter. You see what I'm saying? How the devil will trick us into that. But again, the Lord is faithful to reveal to us that the steps we're taking is going to lead us down a path that will ultimately separate us from the Lord. And we don't want that, do we? Okay? But I'm thankful that God is so good about paying us visits to with His gentle spirit. And I want to emphasize something here. You know, the Lord is a true gentleman. He does not barge in our life and say, you've been leaving me out. You've been doing this and you've been doing that. You need to change this. That's not how the Lord deals with us. He's a gentle shepherd, and He knocks just ever so gently at our heart's door. All right? He's a gentleman. He asks permission to come closer, to come dine with us, to come commune with us. God is a gentleman. Okay? And think of it this way, that example with Keith. I didn't force that upon him. I gave him the opportunity. I walked by, all right? I gave him the opportunity. He didn't choose it. That was his choice. You know, the same happens with our relationship with the Lord. It's like the Lord will pass by us. Whether it be in our private devotions or in a collective worship service or wherever it is, driving down the road or walking out in a field somewhere. But the Lord will pass by us, but He's not going to force us to take steps toward Him. He's not going to force that, but He's going to pass by and see if we'll take steps towards Him, if we'll reach out to Him, all right? But I'm thankful that He sees and knows and understands us so much better than we understand ourselves. Again, I'm thankful to have a wife that can show and we can talk about these things that, like, okay, yeah, that was kind of awkward. I'll try to do better next time. But the Lord is a whole nother level. Well, He knows the true depths of our heart, all right? He knows the things that are hidden down there that we can't see at first, and He'll pass by, and He wants us to take a step toward Him that He can show us some more of those things gently and extend His mercy to us. He's like, I'll show you another little tip, or I'll show you another little trick, so to speak, or I'll show you another little something. And all along the way, His intention is that we continue to draw closer and closer as we take our steps toward Him, all right? So I want to move on to this personal responsibility. And I want to turn to Proverbs, the 4th chapter. In Proverbs 4, the whole chapter is good. Where I'm just going to pull out one verse. Proverbs 4 and 26. It says here, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. You know, there's something that in the culture that we live in here in the United States, you know, there's more and more of this agenda or philosophy or whatever you want to call it that people try to push. They don't want to be held accountable or responsible for anything. That kind of lifestyle is being pushed all the time. It's like, you can just go do whatever you want and don't worry about the rest. Just go enjoy life and not be responsible for your own actions and be accountable for the things that you do or don't do. But rather, the scriptures give us clear direction many times. As the scripture says, you're going to reap what you sow. Okay? And there's many other scriptures we could bring out on that. But the point is, when it says, ponder the path of thy feet, I can't ponder the path of your feet, if you understand what I'm saying. I can't tell you where to go. You can't tell me where to go necessarily. I have to ponder the path of my feet. These are steps of my path that I'm taking, hopefully towards the Lord, but I have to do them for myself, and you have to do that for yourself. In other words, ponder, analyze, be self-reflecting. And then if we do have a tinge of fear or guilt or shame or something or whatever, when we come before the Lord, ask the Lord, say, Lord, why do I feel this way? Well, what's happening here? And there's other scriptures back in Psalms. Again, Psalmist David said multiple times, search me, O God, and see what's in me. And so, again, if we feel that distance there, and we're trying to step aside, and we're stepping backwards when the Lord's passing by and wants to show us and wants to teach us and wants to help us in whatever capacity, and we're like, no, we just kind of shrink back from it, that should be a red flag. There's something wrong. And it's not with the Lord. It's something on my part. Say, Lord, what is it here? I want this close relationship again. I'm tired of feeling whatever it may be that I'm full of I'm awkward around you. I don't really want to. I feel ashamed to even pray to you because I feel bad for what I've done. But why is that? Well, because maybe there was something I did. But the Lord's saying, I forgive you, child. I want to help you with that. So the Lord he passes by us again, saying, can I help you? I'm here. But again, He's not going to force it on us. But regardless of all that, it's still our responsibility. And so we could ask ourselves, what are the steps that we're taking? What's causing that distance or that awkwardness or that guilt or shame or whatever between us and the Lord? And then to think of it this way, if I'm not pleased with the outcome, there is something I can do. Ask for the Lord's help. And I want to read a scripture in Psalms, the 37th chapter. In Psalms 37. And I want to remind us of another scripture about the Spirit maketh intercession for us with words that cannot be uttered. That the Holy Spirit, He understands when we can't even just put our thoughts or our feelings or our frustrations or our doubts or our fears. We can't really put it into words, and maybe we don't know the source of it, but there's something there. And it keeps bothering me that I can't get past this or I can't get past that. But I want to read this scripture here in Psalms 37. I want to read verses 23 through 28. It says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and am now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off." So think about it this way. Maybe we find ourselves that we're enjoying our relationship with the Lord. And you know that is great and that is wonderful. And so I would encourage us that we continue taking those steps forward towards the Lord. We continue to make it convenient for the Lord. That He doesn't have to go searching for us every day, so to speak, saying, "Where's my little lost sheep?" But no, that we can say, "Lord, I'm right here. I'm searching for you. I want to be in your fold. I want to be close to you. I want it to be convenient that we can talk anytime." You see what I'm saying? That we have the capability of doing that. But we have to choose to make that step. And then here's another one. You want to be upheld by the Lord? Then we need to take the steps of being close enough that He can hold us, that He can nurture us, all right? That we can be close to Him, that He can pick us up and carry us when He needs to. Or maybe it's, maybe you want to experience His mercy and avoid His judgment. Scriptures talk about that. Then we must do, as the scripture says here, is take the steps of departing from evil and do good. And if we don't know how to do that, who better to help us do that than to ask for the Lord? But again, we have to take a step towards the Lord saying, "Lord, I need help with this." Okay? And here's another one. Do you want to be preserved in this wicked and evil time? Then delight yourself in the Lord. Study His Word. Take the steps to learn what it means to really please Him. Be acquainted with the Scriptures. Be acquainted with some good, wholesome songs. And practice some prayers that help get you in the right frame of mind to hear the Lord's voice. All right? So I want to sum it up this way this morning. Let's all consider the steps that we're daily taking in our relationship with the Lord. Like I said, maybe we are doing everything we know to please the Lord. And maybe we have a closer relationship with the Lord. I want to encourage you, keep doing that. Keep taking those steps towards the Lord. Keep cultivating that relationship to where the next time you want to commune with the Lord, you just pick right up where you were, where you left off before. You see what I'm saying? Where it's not awkward. It's like, "Oh, wow, I don't know. Who is that? Oh, man, no." But it's like, "No, Lord, I know who you are. And I love you, Lord, and you love me, and we have this relationship, this connection, and we just pick right up from there," all right? So I encourage you, keep that up. But if you find yourself stepping further away, I want you to consider that the Lord loves you, and He wants what's best for you. And if you've noticed that things aren't quite right between you and the Lord, just remember that He's always there. He's always speaking words of love and comfort. We read it in the scriptures. How many times examples of those that strayed from the Lord, and the Lord was right there all the time just waiting for them to come back. Remember the prodigal son? His father was just standing. He was looking for him. He saw him off in the horizon like, there's my son. The Lord has the same thoughts towards us, folks. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. That the end of our path leads us to the Lord every single time. Okay? But again, we have to be the one to take the step towards the Lord. He's already taken his step, but it's our responsibility that we take our steps towards the Lord. And I want to read some scriptures in closing here. Acts, the 17th chapter. I want to read this verse, Acts 17 and 26. Just a reminder that the Lord is always near. Acts 17 and 26. I'm sorry, 27. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Folks, the Lord is near. The Lord is right here. And not just necessarily in this worship service. He's right there wherever you're at in life. Wherever you go from here, the Lord is right there just waiting for you to take a step towards him. All right? I want to conclude with this last scripture. In Psalms 41 and 10, I want to read this. It says here, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." Think about this, folks. There's times we don't even know how to take that next step towards the Lord. You realize he's willing to help us take that step? to encourage us and to woo us and to draw us to him. He's going to do things to endear himself to us. So he wants to help us take that step towards him. "Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So folks, I want us to get the message this morning. It's a message of hope. That if we found ourselves straying from the Lord, that we're taking steps aside or steps backward, that we're just not comfortable or we're awkward or we're fearful or we're just full of questions or doubt, all those things, just be assured that the Lord's not going anywhere. He's already taken a step forward with the Son and saying, "I have my Son, I have the Holy Spirit, we're right here waiting for you, child. All you have to do is take a step towards me, and he'll enable us to take the next step. And then the next step, even if it's just a little baby step, it's all right. Several baby steps still gives you progress, all right? And it draws us closer to the Lord. And then the closer we get to the Lord, guess what? The stronger we become. And it's not because of who we are, it's because of who he is. We feel his strong, mighty arms around us, carrying us through to the next stage of life. Oh, thank the Lord that we have a privilege that our steps of my path, that they can lead us ever closer to the Lord. You pray for me that I would do that as well. Amen.